This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
It's time for us to connect with Prof. Dion Foster all the way out there in Amsterdam. Let's check in with Prof. Morning, Dion. Trust you well.
The sun is shining.
Uh-huh.
There are flowers everywhere. It's not quite as warm as you guys.
No.
But, it's looking beautiful out there.
Yeah, yesterday was one of those days where we had a cheesy conversation where we're trying to convince each other that there will be a point in the not too distant future where we will want to wear something that has long sleeves. And then someone piped up and snuggle under a duvet. It seemed like absolute madness. But yeah, seasons change.
Brad, we're sounding like real Dutch people, you know. You're obsessed with the weather.
Yeah, I mean,
all my Dutch colleagues,
yeah.
First thing every day. Oh, how's the weather?
Look, Cape Townians, we at least talk about the wind. So, I mean, we can always bring that up if you like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dion, I'm so interested in this conversation this morning because this is a question people ask so often. They get caught somewhere between what is the purpose of my life and what is my calling. And these are big deal things because we feel like this defines us and how we should act and what work we should do or where we should serve. So this is a big stuff we're chatting about this morning.
Brad, absolutely. So what got me thinking about this was this week, Sunday, one of my doctoral students, Javier Salcido, he's from Mexico, was preaching at the historic English Reformed Church here in Amsterdam. That's the church from which the pilgrims boarded the Mayflower to start a little city called New Amsterdam, which eventually became New York. And he was preaching there, and the lectionary reading for this Sunday came from Exodus 3, where God sends Moses out into the desert to go and find Pharaoh. And while he's being called, of course, there's that beautiful passage in Exodus chapter 4 where he's encountered God in this burning bush that's not being concealed, and God calls him and tells him to take off his shoes in reverence and to come near, gives him this calling to go and free the people of Israel. And he does what everybody does. He starts arguing with God. He starts questioning God. Now, Brad, my sense is that for many of us, that's the reality of life. And I'm so grateful the Bible has these stories, you know, real stories that I can relate to, stories of hesitation and doubt and feeling unqualified. In Moses' case, as with so many of us, he had a past, you know, he was a murderer who was running from the law. Now, there are a couple of things that struck with me. And remember, we're in the season of Lent. You know, Jesus is being called to the cross. The first thing that struck me about this is that, yeah, God's call is not always easy. So, first of all, it's not always easy to discern what it is that God's calling us to do. And then sometimes when we do get some inkling or figure out what it is, my experience has been often we feel, oh, my goodness, is that really what God wants? And there are two extremes of that, Brad. Mm. The one extreme is the thing that God is calling me to do is so extraordinary. It's so large. It requires so much faith. I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah.
The other one is the thing that God is calling me to do is so ordinary. It's so connected to my life. Am I sure that this is the thing that God wants me to do? And you can see with Moses as well, this goes about, you know, to whom should I go? What if they don't believe me? I'm not a good speaker.
Yeah.
And I could really identify with this. Now, the interesting thing is, you know, God anticipates that. So in the case of Moses, he asks him that question, Exodus chapter 4, verse 2, where he says to Moses, so Moses, tell me, what is in your hand? And I think that's such a beautiful question. It really struck me as I was sitting there listening, just actually to look at my hands to say, you know, what has God given me to do with these hands? And maybe for our listeners today, you know, when you get a chance today, don't do it if you're driving, please. But if you get a chance, just take a look at your hands and say, Lord, what is there in these hands? What have you given me to do? And of course, Moses answers a very plain thing. He says, well, it's a staff. It's a shepherd's staff. It's a walking stick. It's a tool for daily life. But the interesting thing is, Brad, as we know, in God's hands, you know, ordinary objects really take on a kind of divine power.
Yeah.
And if I look at the lives of people, your life, for example, Brad, You know, God uses a voice, a personality, a passion, a heart. It becomes a gift to thousands, you know. In my case, what can I do? Well, I can sit down and write things. You know, I can read thick books. And what does God do? He says, well, I'm going to use that, you know, to equip the church and encourage people. But for some of our listeners today, perhaps your thing is a very unique skill. Maybe you can count up the numbers in a mathematical equation in a way that that I can't do. Maybe it's your voice. Maybe it's an experience. For some of you, even, it may be a pain that God can redeem. The thing that's in your hands is a very difficult experience, a divorce, the loss of a child, a difficult experience. Now, let me say one last thing about this, Brad, because I'm really trying to get to the point here, listener, that God can call even you. God is calling even you. The other thing that really struck me is God always seems to call the most unlikely people. You know, Moses, the murderer, who is hesitant and afraid. David, the adulterer, you know, who really didn't know what to do. Saul, you know, the first king who was moody and tempestuous. Timothy, the young man who struggled with confidence. John the Baptist, the weirdest guy of all. He didn't shave. He wore camel's hair. God even used Lazarus, and he was dead. God can use absolutely anybody. And if we look, for example, at Mary, at Deborah, at Esther, at Mary Magdalene, God can use all of us to do his bidding. God even, by the way, uses a donkey to speak truth when Balaam wouldn't listen. So, Brad, perhaps just to say to our listeners today, I really would want us to be like Jesus. Jesus was willing even to go to the cross for the sake of achieving God's plan for your life. And God has redeemed your life, and he's wanting to call you to do something to redeem the lives of others and to honor him. And it may be something impressive and great. It may be something very ordinary in your eyes, but in God's eyes, everything is particular. Everything is special. So perhaps just to say, if you haven't considered this before, maybe it's time to go and sit down, find a half an hour somewhere and open your hands before God and say, Lord, what is in my hands? What do I have that I can give you? And how do you want to use me?
I love that. What's beautiful about these stories and the examples of calling out of the Word, we know when Moses was standing there at the burning bush and saying, I don't think I can do this. Are you sure? Well, who can I say send me? Will they even believe me? And there's so much doubt. But then we also know the end of the story, you know, when you actually are the man, you're the right person for the job. You get it done. You get wise counsel like he did from his father-in-law. You've got everything you need around. You've got all the people you need around. It's not always easy, but you get the job done, and we see the story, and now he's a legend. Just because he said yes, God had his back all the way. Miracles, pillar of cloud and of fire and parting of the sea. I mean, it was just, you know, the water's now no longer brack. You can drink it. Oh, there's water coming out of the rock. I know these are massive examples and supernatural to the max, but what I love about these stories are from I don't think I can do this towards, wow, Moses, what a man. And I think that should give us such incredible confidence to know even if God calls us to something scary, there'll be a point where we look back and say, look how far I've come to do this thing that God has equipped me to do, because really it's all about him. I'm just doing what he's already called me to do, and therefore if there's a calling, then there's everything that's needed to complete the calling.
Brad, that is just so beautiful. And, you know, I've spoken about this a couple of times before, you know, the extraordinary people, the Nelson Mandelas, the Mother Teresas, you know, all of these people, they never start out extraordinary. Mm-hmm. There's this beautiful poem by Mary Oliver, I think it is, that speaks about, she asks the question, you know, what is the one drop that finally gets added to the cup that makes it flow over? And I think our lives are a little bit like that. It's a million little drops of faithfulness, miracles, God opening doors, overcoming obstacles in the daily, that one day when we look back, we can say it was the drop that made it overflow. Mm. It's just staying close to God and saying, Lord, I'm here. And I don't need to be extraordinary. What you want is availability. And here I am. I just want to be with you and do what you want me to do.
Yeah, and let's not say no, because if we say that, then we miss out on what God, the best that God would have for us, and where life actually starts to make sense. So we just need to be brave as well and say yes. Thanks for this. We love hanging out with you. It's Professor Dion Foster, theologian and university research chair at the Vrije Universiteit in Amsterdam. Is it a cycling day or is it a Vespa kind of day?
Today is definitely a cycling day. Uh-huh. And I will have my robes on the back of the bike because today we have a professorial intrerede, an inaugural lecture for one of my colleagues. So if you see a picture of me with red robes flying behind down the street, that's me cycling to work today.
I thought they might be black and someone would say, here comes Batman. But no, it's not. It's red.
So our university does use black robes, but I don't yet have my black robes. Oh, yeah. So I'm still using my Stellenbosch robes, the red ones.
Why not? Why not? Taking a little bit of the Western Cape all the way out there in the Netherlands. We love it. Dion, take care. Be blessed. Cycle safe until we connect again.
Thanks, my friend. God bless. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.